here is the conflict between Jesus Christ and this creature. Like when Satan came and tempted Satan came and tempted Jesus Christ. So here he's on the level of Christ, and then where we fit, level with unbelievers. Nothing in common. So it's an adversary of Jesus Christ. Okay, let's go to 17. Father of lies. Father of lies. John 8:44. Let's look in the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 44. This is another one that's important for us, because this one tells us again what he tries to lead us to do and get us to do through emotion, through various things that he works up. John 8:44, Jesus Christ speaking to the scribes and Pharisees, "You are of your father, the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father." John 8:44. Okay. "You are of your father the devil," talking to the Pharisees, "and you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature. Why? For he is a liar, the father of lies." So lying is one of the great techniques of Satan. And we've studied lies before. Lies are motivated by fear. Fear is one of the most basic motivations to lie. And we've studied why people lie and different things in this respect. But he is one of the fundamental. He is the father of lies. Okay, this just gives you, there are more. This is not all. But this gives you a good handle on some titles, names, characteristics, techniques, a lot about this super creature. And we will begin here next Wednesday evening, continue our study in Job. Just to remind you, Job 1 will take some time. Job 2 will take a little less time, but it'll take a little time. And then we'll start moving with haste. We can't study 42 chapters. Certainly not at this level. We're going to have to skip some. We'll read some and just work our way through the book. But if we have a good, solid foundation, whatever we do quickly after we lay this foundation, we'll have a good handle on the book of Job. Okay, let's close in prayer. When asked by the world how we know you exist, we know you exist, Father. You're alive inside of our soul. We have the seal of the understanding of you and the presence of your Spirit in us. We believe things that we understand of you from your Scriptures. There are other things, Father, that we cannot see. We cannot see the wind, yet we know it exists. We cannot see Satan, and we know he exists.